From Spark and Anvil and Character Forge, this is Inner and Outer in Chapter 1 of the Character Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Deep in the quietest corner of the Character Forge, where the air smelled faintly of old paper and new ideas, two figures settled into their well-worn chairs. A large corkboard stood between them, a silent sentinel. Pinned precisely at its center was the stark, simple outline of a person, waiting patiently for a story to unfold. On a small, polished table beside one chair, a vibrant stack of colorful index cards glowed with possibility. Next to the other chair, a neat pile of plain white cards sat, crisp and expectant. The figure nestled into the chair beside the colorful cards was Inner. They were curled almost entirely into their seat, a small, contented hum vibrating softly in the stillness. "My cards hold the secret feelings," Inner murmured, more to the air than to anyone else. "The quiet hopes you never speak aloud, the persistent little voice that only you can hear." In the opposite chair, Outer sat perfectly upright, their posture radiating an almost impatient energy. They gave their stack of plain white cards a decisive tap. "And my cards," Outer announced, their voice clear and bright, "are for everything the world sees, the concrete actions you actually take, the shouts, the dashes, the deliberate choices you make every single day." Both figures turned their attention to the empty paper person, a blank canvas awaiting its narrative. Their shared task was to weave a life onto that outline, one carefully chosen card at a time. Inner reached for a bright yellow card, already adorned with a tiny hand-drawn star. Outer selected a crisp white one, its surface marked by a bold black arrow. The story, they both knew, was about to begin its unpredictable unfolding. Inner, moving with a quiet grace, tiptoed over to the corkboard, cradling the bright yellow card as if it held a fragile secret. "All right," Inner murmured, their voice a soft current in the room. "Let's begin with a fundamental truth, something tucked deep inside. Our character, at their core, yearns to be recognized as a hero. They dream about it when the world is dark and quiet. It's their most profound, unspoken wish." With a gentle but deliberate push, Inner pinned the card precisely near the paper person's heart, a symbolic placement. The card, in Inner's neat looping hand, declared, "Wishes they were brave." Inner stepped back, a contented sigh escaping their lips. "There," they whispered, their gaze fixed on the card. "That's the genuine essence of them, perhaps. It's the hidden engine, a silent force. This compels them to face each new day, even if they never articulate the reason to another living soul. It's a secret, comforting warmth." Inner tenderly traced the paper person's outline with a finger. "Every compelling character possesses these hidden layers," they continued, their voice thoughtful. "The intricate inside story that no other character might ever truly perceive. It's what occupies their thoughts during solitary moments, the private landscape of their mind. I believe it's the most crucial element."
"Exactly," Outer exclaimed, their energy returning in a rush. "People are inherently disjointed and conflicted. You can desperately want to be brave and still be absolutely terrified of a goose. That's precisely what makes a character feel real, makes them breathe." Outer, undeterred, snatched another blank white card from their stack. "But wait, there's more," they declared, a mischievous glint in their eye. "What if, later that day, a friend corners them in the hallway and asks, 'Hey, were you actually scared of that goose?' What then?" Outer paused, letting the question hang in the air, a challenge. "Watch this." With a flourish, they pinned a new card to the board, directly beneath the "runs away" action. This one read, says, "No way, I was just late for school." Inar shuffled their feet, a soft sigh escaping their lips. "Oh, that feels even more wobbly," they admitted, gazing at the trio of cards. Now the outside words don't even align with the outside action, and neither of them, of course, matches the inside feeling. The corkboard was quickly becoming a jumble of conflicting impulses. Wishes they were brave, runs away, screaming, says they weren't scared. It was a genuine tangle, messy and undeniably human.
Inar nodded slowly, their brow furrowed. "It is a tangle," they conceded, their voice barely above a whisper. "But a character can't remain a tangle forever, can they? We need to find a moment where the inside and the outside truly align." Outer's usually bright expression softened, a thoughtful quiet settling over them. "Yes," they agreed, their voice gentler than before. "That's the real challenge, and honestly, the best part of the whole process, finding that honest moment." They both turned to their respective stacks, fingers wrestling through the cards. Inner's gaze swept over the colorful array, a small smile beginning to form. "Here," they exclaimed, pulling out a soft sky blue card. "Later that same day, our character witnesses a smaller kid trip and scatter a whole armload of books across the busy hallway." Inar carefully approached the board, pinning the blue card with a delicate touch. It proclaimed, "Feels a rush of wanting to help." Outer was already on their feet, a pristine white card held aloft, its message seemingly preordained. Their movements were fluid, almost synchronized with Inar's. They placed the white card directly beside Inar's, a perfect complement. The white card read, "Runs over and helps pick up the books." They both stepped back, their eyes scanning the two newest additions. The soft blue of the internal feeling and the crisp white of the external action sat side by side, a harmonious pair amidst the earlier chaos. "There," Outer said, a deep satisfaction in their tone. "That feels solid, honest, like the character is finally breathing correctly." Inner's face bloomed into a genuine warm smile. "Yes," Inar whispered, the word a soft exhalation. "That's a moment when the inside and the outside are telling the exact same story, when the character truly is what they feel."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Inar and Outer. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.